Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, Chairman Barrister Ghaffar Ali Khan on Monday dismissed any connection between his party and the recently introduced Pakistan Democracy Act in the U.S. House of Representatives, which seeks sanctions on Pakistani officials over alleged human rights abuses. Speaking to reporters at the Parliament House, Ghaffar said, "Countless legislations and resolutions are passed in the U.S. Congress. PTI has no link with this particular bill." He also clarified that the party has had no contact with the U.S. delegation currently visiting Pakistan. The bill, introduced last month by two U.S. lawmakers, invokes the Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act and calls for sanctions against individuals accused of persecuting PTI founder Imran Khan. It proposes visa bans and entry restrictions for Pakistani officials allegedly involved in human rights violations. Regarding political developments, Ghaffar said PTI would finalize its future strategy after forming an alliance with other opposition parties. He noted that JUIF chief Maulana Fazlur Rahman is expected to announce his party's stance on April 15 following internal consultations. PTI has accelerated efforts to form a grand opposition alliance following Eid al-Fitr. Last month, it formally launched the Tehreek-e-Tahfiz-e-Ayin-e-Pakistan, TTAP, a coalition that includes the Sunni Ittehad Council, SIC, Pashtunkhwa Milli Awami Party, PKMAP, Balochistan National Party Mengal, BNPM, Jamaat-e-Islami, G, and Majlis Wahdat-e-Muslimin, MWM. In a separate move, PTI also reached out to former Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi to join the anti-government movement. Addressing internal discord within PTI, Ghaffar said, "It's a democratic party, and everyone is free to express their opinion, while encouraging leaders to handle party matters internally."